Yo, what's going on, guys? It's your boys, the Rumperi Brothers. Welcome back to the Rumperi Brothers podcast. So we're going with that name.
Yeah.
We've decided that maybe we'll use the Rumperi Brothers podcast. We're going to bring some three more days because this is becoming ridiculous. But welcome back to the Rumperi Brothers. It doesn't bang. Yo.
It doesn't hit.
Welcome back to Malama's mic. It just sounds so good. It doesn't bang. But welcome back, guys.
Welcome back to RB's mic. Yeah.
RB's mic. Welcome back to RB's mic. I'm with Liberal Rumperi. Yeah. I am Tata Rumperi. If you guys are new to the podcast, man, this podcast is amazing. We love you guys so much. We love the feedback, the energy. We're here to basically speak about trending things in South Africa, current affairs, things that happen on a week-to-week basis. But at the same time, Lebo's one of the funniest men I know in South Africa. So
yeah, shout out Trevor Noah. Gave me an actual internship for 5 years. And then shout out to you, Trevi. Yeah.
Shout out Trevi. Yeah. So we're also going to be covering like current affairs as well. Yeah. And also tweets. So there's really, we love Twitter.
I love it.
We love Twitter threads, and there's really, really funny threads out there. So we've got a producer, Ingrid, who's giving us these threads, and we're going through them, and it's basically like us laughing, and they're very relatable. So we'll be reading a thread, and from there, it's like, you know, what do you think? What do I think? Yeah. So the OGs, you guys know, comment down below, OG, you know the formula. But to the new listeners, that's the formula. And I'm saying this because I want all of the OGs to either post an Instagram story, to either tweet something, tag us. Like, let's go crazy for this episode, bro.
Yeah.
We don't really ask for that promo from you guys, but today we're asking you guys.
Need it.
We're looking at the charts, and we're trying to get to the top. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, everything we
do. What number we are now? Do you know? 57?
No.
88?
Keep going.
99?
Keep going.
116?
I want us to be like, I want to say we're the number one podcast in Africa, you know, in a couple of months. So we need your guys' help. So if you guys are enjoying a moment, anything, please, that'll be nice. But today we've got the normal brews. We've got Richard behind camera. We've got Mbali. We've got Aiden. Shout out to the gang. And the tweets for this podcast will be, what is the brokest thing you've ever done? How do you approach a stranger you're interested in romantically? If you found out that your parent is cheating on the other, what would you tell them or what would you do? And then the last one is, why do men shake so much in their sleep and make random sounds?
Yeah.
I already know that I'd be doing that.
I already have an answer for that one. The last
everything part. All the time.
Yeah, same.
And then from there, touch on current affairs. There's a lot happening. Hey, Bukiki Palmer doing a lot.
Yeah.
They're triggering the world. And then to end it off, we've got life in our 20s as a dude. So we're trying to end it off like nice and show you guys like what we're going through. So we're trying to entertain. Then we're trying to entertain.
Yeah.
Then we're trying to share what's happening and then like some real talk.
Yeah. Some insights into the young black minds of Tata Rumperi and Lebo Rumperi. Yeah.
Lebo's enjoying this podcast so much. He made his own broadcast.
Oh, yes.
Guys.
So for people that don't know, broadcast is basically a feature on Instagram where you can, it's basically like a group chat. However, the person's account, which is mine, I'm the only one who's capable of, you know, like texting and etc. And what I try to do is, it's basically community building.
It's community building.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like people, you know, want to see what's going on, but I've turned it into like a daily motivational broadcast, basically. So what I try to do is I send the good morning text for those who don't get a good morning text, which is a large population of South African women.
Levels true colors are coming out.
And as well as like, you know, a motivational message that I think that I'm struggling with that day.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's great. It's been going great. I think I have now, how many people on this broadcast? It actually shows you the thing. I have 2,700 members so far.
So what are you posting on your broadcast channel, bro? Like, what are you talking about?
Different things.
Outside of your good morning messages.
Outside of my good morning messages, I talk about a bit of my day, but my main thing is called the broadcast message of the day, daily broadcast message, where I share a moment of like, basically like a podcast, basically, where you share a topic and you basically discuss it. I remember one of them was...
By yourself.
Huh? By myself, yeah, basically. And I just think, and then like they like it and et cetera, create polls and et cetera. One of them was learning to disappoint the people around you. That was one of the topics I spoke about.
Oh, damn, you're like really like...
Like, yeah, bro, daily. Daily.
Aspirational.
Yeah.
And you call them Boo Baby.
Yeah, I call them Boo Baby. I was just testing it out. And then like people were like, liked it. So I was like, nah, let me stick with it.
I think it would be cool to be like a part of like Boo Baby. Like,
yeah, Boo Baby. Boo Baby. Yeah. And people, when they tag me, like every single day now on my... Instagram, I get tagged now for what I say on the broadcast every single day. Maybe like 5 to 10 posts of saying what I said on the broadcast. So it's a great community building thing.
Mm.
But we've got better news. Batungwena.
Yeah.
Swipe, swipe.
Ding.
The deposits. Key, man. Deposit, man.
Yeah, guys, I paid my first month of rent.
Yeah.
And I paid the deposit.
Tata's moving out, guys.
I'm moving out. Like, I'm literally leaving Lebo along where we stay.
Yeah. I have no I can't leave anyway. I'm a student.
I got, like, a really cool... can I say what?
A loft.
Can't say what. I got a really cool apartment. Like, it's dope.
It's
like,
crazy.
I think it's literally probably the apartment of my dreams.
Really?
Yeah, because I've always had a vision of where I want to stay and how I want to look, man. And it's a lot of content creators that I consume.
Yeah.
So the guys that have apartments, like, their places look like that.
Yeah.
Obviously, you enjoy the guys you watch. Like, I've watched guys.
Oh, like, I get what you mean. Like, when you're watching the videos, like, you see the apartment style they have, and you're like, I want that
I want that for myself. Yeah. Like, I know where my studio is going to be. I know where my bedroom's going to be. I know where my couch is going to be.
That's nice that you're making it. You should be, are you, like, proud of yourself and stuff? Like?
Yeah, I don't know. So, I seldomly celebrate things.
Yeah.
And I seldomly, like, go, I am proud as hell. Like, I'm getting, like, I'm customizing my couch. I'm customizing my table. I'm getting customized furniture. I was there with Rich and McLeod and Lucas two days ago. We did measurements there, seeing where everything's gonna go. Like, it's gonna be dope, bro. Like, I've got a whole YouTube series coming very soon. Like,
we're into about moving and everything, man.
Yeah, starting with, like, the apartment hunting and then how I decided the place. Mm. So one of my boys plugged me into the place. Mm. You guys will find out, like, with some time who actually stays there too.
Yeah.
So he's there, and I was like, oh, this place looks amazing. Sorting his content. Then he says, bro, this is the area.
Here's the
agent. Like, let's do it.
It's nice, bro. Some of us go on Property 24, we scroll, Shem, and we scroll and we look and we're like, this pool for 2.5 million. But you are just there, like, no, let's just make it happen. So it's great for you. I'm proud of you. I'm very happy.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. I said that, how are you, bro? Because last week, two weeks ago, we were both down bad.
I'm still down bad. I'm having a tough month. Like, I think the end of this month will be
the last.
Like, this is like my rebirth. This is my shape him month. The month where, like, all the things that I'm digesting everything. Because, again, keep in mind, the year's nearly over. I think we have, like, three months left?
Maybe three academic months for, like, scholars and stuff.
Scholars and stuff. There's 4 months left of the year, bro. There's 4 months left, which is insane. Because for me, whenever we get towards the end of the year, I start feeling like, okay, cool. Like, what can you do to finish strong? I think that's one of my feelings right now. But how are you?
Like, saving the year. Remember, we used to have saved the semester in university.
Yeah, what do you mean used to? Oh, I have it still.
Oh, shit. Like, save the year.
Yeah.
I'm good, bro. So, like, apartment, exciting.
Yeah.
You know?
Super.
Super exciting. Work is good.
Yeah.
Signed a new team. Like, we've got Mbali working with me, like, pretty much day to day, which is cool. Been working a whole lot more with Aiden, which is really cool as well. Like, he's been shooting for me. We were doing some brand work yesterday for Xiaomi. So that was really cool. And, like, he was one man. So usually, like, it'll be, like, Aiden and, like, Rich or whatever. Yeah. So now it was just Aiden, which is really cool. So it's, like, nice to see the team grow. Everyone's learning. Yeah. Looking for materials wrapping up. Brand deals are coming in strong. Like, work is good. This is consistent. Like, relationship is good. Everyone's growing.
So this is what we pray for.
I can't be, like, I'm reading now.
I wake up in the morning, I'm chatting in the house. Tato, where are you? Well, apparently he's outside. Were you having coffee? He was having coffee and reading a book outside.
Yeah.
Sends me a photo. Like, he's sending me, like, I was waiting for you to send me, like, those gifs that, like, the grand aunts send me, like, good morning with, like, a heart and a dove. Because I was just like, this guy is aging,
yeah? Yeah, I think I'm at a place where I'm just like, bro, like, this is my life. Like, I think you know when you live life for quite some time?
Yeah.
Not that I've been living forever. But
like, you've lived a lot of, like, honestly.
I had a lot of phases.
A lot of high intense moments as well.
And you see what life is. And it's like, I've lived, let's say I'm 26. Let's say I've lived for the past 5 years. Worked full time for 3. I see what happens when you do this, when you do that. I've seen what type of joy this place gives you, what type of joy that place gives you.
Yeah.
And, like, the older I get, the more I want to choose peace and, like, self-love and, like, taking care of myself. So, me reading, me doing all these things, me going to the gym, me just, like, focusing, working hard.
Mm.
It's because I see the benefits of hard work now. Mm. Like, I know if I work hard for, like, 2-3 months, I'm going to be traveling, like, for another 2-3 months. You get me? So I'm just on, like, input equals output, and then I have to take care of myself in order to make myself the best, like, working version, which will give me the best quality of life.
Now, that's what's up, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the brokest thing you've ever done?
Brokest?
Thing you've ever done. Can I say what I think you've done that I've seen?
Okay, yeah.
When you boiled eggs in the kettle.
That was in res, bro. That wasn't being broke. That's being innovative. So for the story, like, for people who don't know, I've told the story so many times, though. But when I was in res, you're not allowed to, like, how do I explain this? Cook.
You can't cook.
You can't have like a hot stove. So you have to get innovative in how you make your meals and etc. But you're allowed to have a kettle. Yeah. So I tried to boil eggs in a kettle. I think that's innovative. Even though that my rooibos was, I used to tell people it's tea incented, like it's egg incented, like it's a boiled incented
eggshell.
In a label, I don't know. Shelly. You'd be like, like this is nice. I'm like, yeah,
it's a new,
it's shelled product.
It's like seeing it smoked, it's shelled.
Yeah, but I think the brokest thing I've ever done, I don't know, a lot of black people do this though.
Yeah.
A lot of black people. So before I get dragged into it, but the blood is like basically, you know, when you buy like a tub of Vaseline.
Yeah.
And then you have like a random container, whether it be like a medicine container, yeah. It can be a Zambac container, it can be any container of any sort, but yeah. You scoop the Vaseline into that container so you can have a portable instead of buying the small bottle. That's probably the only thing I've ever done. I've lived a really good life, guys, by the way. What about you?
I think it was the 8th of the month. I was in university, I get my money on the 1st.
Oh.
I was lifting my bed, moving my cupboards, moving my shoes, my clothes, old pants, looking for coins so I could buy like a loaf of bread.
That's insane, yo.
And it sounds like
that's not bad though.
It wasn't because like I didn't have money. It's just because like I spent my money in the wrong things. I was in university. Mm. So I was getting takeaways, we were doing stuff, we were buying food all the time.
Yeah.
We were going out, dinner dates, lunch date, had a girlfriend. So by the 8th of the month, like I had nothing. So I was looking for coins because I always used to like leave coins in my pockets. Then I eventually got like 17, 18, 19 rand. I went to number one.
Buy it, yeah.
Yeah, that was definitely the brokest thing I've done.
Yeah, you should have gotten like, your bread up, bro.
Also the toothpaste thing.
What toothpaste thing?
When the toothpaste is on his last leg.
And then you start squeezing it. Like,
no, you cut it.
You what? What did you just say? You cut this toothpaste.
You cut it like.
Aren't you supposed to like squeeze it like a prisoner?
Post
like
that,
torture it.
Post that stage.
Post. You cut it.
You cut it. Then you basically.
You take your toothbrush and like.
You scrape around.
Yeah. Nah. You've seen that live.
That's the toughest.
Oh, I remember one time, man.
Yeah.
I asked my neighbor because you remember how Juice South is, nah? I asked my neighbor to open heat because I didn't pay for electricity. So I asked my neighbor to open his door so I can put my extension like plug in his apartment.
Yeah.
And then put it into my so I can charge my like stuff and laptop.
Whoa.
And like lamp. Yeah. And I told him I'll give you like $50 tomorrow.
I'm gonna top up about that. I'm like, Papa, you know, level one time he used his money on the wrong things because of used anointing oil to fry eggs. That's tough, yo. That's tough.
Hey, well, God bless.
Amen.
Hey, yo, I'm sure when you prayed for that food, it was different.
So he took a bite and said, hey, my God, he's good.
Bro, I'm sure like that.
You had a great day.
Yeah, like in the I should start doing that.
Blessings the whole way. Making, as you leave
like,
the apartment.
Making mugodu like with that, or like making like, that makes so much sense.
Yeah,
though.
Dude.
Why wouldn't you want your food to be blessed?
Yeah, you want to embody the blessings.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, definitely. Eating pop with peanut butter, that's disgusting.
What?
That's disgusting.
Yeah. It sounds
that is disgusting.
Oh, but okay, wait. So you acting like you don't have one of those combos of food that everyone judges you for, etc.
Bro.
I do.
I think my diet is quite like normal.
I do. I think I have many.
Oh, I know one thing I'll do that's weird.
What?
I used to like eat two types of things, but I want to chew them together.
Such as?
Like, like if I'm having, what is it? Like if I'm having like, this is when I used to like, so I used to, yeah.
Don't say this is when I used to, what did you do?
It's like, let's have eating chips.
Yeah.
Then I want to put like a jelly bean in there and then like crunch the chips and the jelly bean together.
Ew, Tato. Yeah. What the hell? Just eat them separate, bro. What's your problem?
I wanted the joint taste.
Yeah. I
wanted the joint taste.
Weirdest thing I've ever done. I used to eat what is it, gherkins and what?
You used to eat gherkins.
I used to eat gherkins, but I used to like pouring custard on them. I know it sounds disgusting. I was so young.
Pregnant.
So pregnant, but it used to be so good, bro.
You know who I wish we had on the podcast, but I think now it's not possible to me, bro. I don't think it would have been cool for Tumi to come through and tell us like how pregnancy is at her age.
Yeah.
We need to interview her like pre-pregnancy or post-pregnancy.
Yeah.
Like, I think that would be an amazing guest. So, Tumi, if you're listening to this.
Please.
Not. I'm going to probably have to DM you. But, like, what do you guys think? Tumi Mulideko, that would be dope.
That would be crazy.
Yeah, because I'm so curious about her journey, bro. Because, like,
yeah.
It's been a wild time. I was so broke, I went to UCT finance office and asked if I could get some of my money back. Yeah.
Yo, that's so crazy. Like, so applying for a refund at university is such a crazy concept that a lot of, I actually don't want to talk about, because a lot of students don't know you can actually do this. You know, you know when your parents pay your fees, you can actually like ask for it, like,
but it's only, like, it's only if your account. It's only if your account is over. So, like, let's say you've overpaid, can you pull out?
No. It's before, because you can, it's also,
You can pay your fees and pull it back.
Yeah, you can. Because it's also a thing of, like, you basically suggesting that you're going to be dropping out. But there's a time period you can do it for.
Oh, but you see, you have the, that's if you've paid.
Yeah, that's and if you've paid.
Like, in full.
Yes, you basically paid for.
Yes, and you say, I'm dropping out. So, basically, you're saying that the next semester, I'm going to be removing modules.
Yeah.
So, basically, you've paid in full. I get that. Yeah, if you're going to drop a module, yeah.
Yeah.
Take a taxi, chill quietly in the back seat with my earphones. Once someone gets off, I get off with them without paying.
Hey, bro, isn't that like
theft?
Yeah, theft.
Stealing.
Is it theft or like theft?
I think that'll only work if like you're getting off soon.
Yeah.
So as they're busy paying, you're like, hey, after robot.
Then boom.
Yeah, and it's like, no, I gave the money, give 50 seats. Use salt to brush my teeth.
Is that a thing?
Can salt clean?
There's no way.
I know the baddies be using, be using?
Charcoal.
Not charcoal. They be using something new. Hey, something you shouldn't put on your skin. What? Something that burns. That thing, that white powder.
Everything.
They use it for everything now.
Salt can help whiten your teeth. It's actually a good thing.
There's a white powder they use, bro. By a cabinet of soda.
By a cabinet of soda?
Yeah, they're using by a cabinet of soda to brush their teeth.
By a cabinet of soda?
By a cabinet of soda. That's what they're using, bro. Selling my clothes to my roommates. That's
That's nothing. That's not bad. Yeah, you're an entrepreneur. All right, no, let's definitely move to chapter two.
Yeah.
How do you approach a stranger you're interested in romantically?
Yeah.
Okay, wait, before we do, I need to see Tato's game. I've never actually like seen it like live. You always like, before you were dating Gamo, like with all the people who didn't make it to the final round, like I want you to basically, I'm a girl. Let me set the scene. Boom, 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 boom.
But now I don't pick up girls at the club.
Okay, no.
I've got club pickups, and I've got like
what do you
no
say?
More pickups at the club.
Yeah. Wait.
Hey, what's up, guys? Can I just talk to your friend quickly? Hey, what's up? You good?
Okay, what do you want?
Now, I was going to say what's up. So listen, I'm sitting there with my boys over there, and I think it'll be great if you just joined us. Like, you guys have good energy.
Okay.
That's if you'd like though. Like, I don't know. I can speak to the bouncer. Get you into VIP.
VIP.
Yeah, whatever you comfortable with though.
You are a money man. You use money as a risk.
I use money as
cheater,
a risk.
Cheater.
That's cheating.
No.
That's not risk,
bro. What I do is I bring her into my environment, and then once she sits down, then I can't be like, tell me about yourself in Pepper's playing. And you put it in comfort.
My guy's like, so, like, what's your financial, like, situation right now? I have got a VIP right now.
And then from there, now they come to the club. Okay. So now, obviously, dog, I know the bouncer. So obviously, like, I'll greet the bouncer. I'll be like, I'll just point. I'll be like, at least. And I get there, then I'll be like, hey, I'll point to two guys. I'll be like, yo, guys. Now I'm making space for them.
Yo!
So now the bruise, I just don't sit down. Now they come. So I'm like, yeah.
Killing me with that.
So I'm there like, so you guys, if you're from around here, like, are you always here? What's happening?
No, we not. We are. We come here. We go to school. UP.
You're actually so beautiful. That's crazy. You're like, I've got a thing about smiles, and yours is just, yo, it's doing something to
really?
Me. Yeah.
But don't know you're such a flirt.
But honestly, for me, it's like, you have to show your intentions from the beginning.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring you to my sec, and then like now we'll become friends.
Yeah. You're just here for like, you know what's up.
I will never buy a cola bottle. So what I'll do is like, I'll say we're drinking this. I hope you're cool with it.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you what you're drinking, because now you're going to hear Vev Rich, yellow label.
Yeah.
And what do you do in that instance?
You buy the black label.
So that's what I do at the club. What do you do at the club?
At a club?
Did you dance at there?
Nah, I don't think so. Basically, it would be like making eye contact, and then I'll just be like, come here.
What happens if she says no?
Nah, it hasn't happened yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huge.
Then she comes close and I'm just there like, yo, what's good? And then she's like, she'll be like, hey, what's up? I was like, why are you looking at me? You're making me feel uncomfortable. And she'll be like, no, I don't know. You were looking at me too. And I was like, yeah, because why wouldn't someone stare at you? You feel me? But I said in this voice.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I changed my voice. Bro, I literally become Givian. So are you on your way? Are you coming soon to me? You're parking in LA. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's basically what I do. But a lot of the
Starbucks,
time...
I put you in Starbucks.
Oh, comedy special for sure.
Okay.
I'm doing a full comedy show.
She's there, she's waking, she's...
Be like, oh, sorry, can I sit next to you? Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah.
What laptop is that?
It's a MacBook.
I've been wanting a MacBook.
Yeah, they're nice.
But the only Mac that I get is like a Big Mac. Sorry, I'm level. I'm sorry, I'm level.
Comedy special.
Comedy special starts, but...
So now what happens if she doesn't laugh? What happens if she hits with the...
If they look, I'll just look away and be like... Starbucks, right? Prices are great. You don't like Starbucks? You come here often? On whatever? Okay.
Yeah, I just want to work.
I think, guys, let's just be honest. Yeah. In the first 10.
You know.
10 seconds.
You know.
I know if you want to be
She honest. Knows, I know, we know.
We know, you know.
They know.
I know.
For sure.
People around us know.
Everybody feels it.
You.
Energy.
Yeah.
In the air.
In a little.
7 more yen.
I can feel it calling in the air.
2, 9.
Hold on. But let's read a couple of these things. Okay.
Pinky. What is Pinky saying?
She says, hi, I couldn't help but notice your shirt from across the room.
Yeah.
I thought I'd come over and have a look and say hello.
Oh, no, man.
Not the monologue.
Compliments. Hey there. Hey, stranger.
I admire you.
I was admiring.
You know, actually, was such a bad brew. You know what I used to do, actually? Yeah. Just reminded me of one of my rizzes, like, back in the day. Because I remember there was this thing. I don't know what it was, but girls like a guy who, like, has a girl. So I used to go to a girl, like, super,
I don't experience
super,
that.
Super beautiful girl. Like,
yeah.
Like gorgeous. Like 10 out of 10. Yeah. I go to be like, yo, your shoes are nice. And obviously, you know, like, going to be like, oh, thank you. I was like, yeah, I actually want to get them for my girl. Like,
I kid you not.
I used to say that all the time. I don't know why I used to say it. I used to be like, I want to get them for my girl.
You're doing the money chat through.
Listen.
That's disgusting.
So I was like, yo, I want to get them for my girl. Where'd you get them? She'd be like, oh, I got them from like, you know.
You're a Mr. bad Price. Man.
I'd be like, oh, yeah, no, for sure. Like, thank you so much. What's your name? Then she'd be like, oh, no, no. I'm like, oh, I'm level. I'm so sorry for disrupting you. Boom, leave her. Boom, the next time I see her, I'm like, imagine I was going to buy these shoes for my girl, but like it didn't work out. It's like, really? And you're going to buy it? And then, boom, comedy special.
Long-term risk.
Yeah, bro.
That's crazy.
It's that fixed deposit. You can't withdraw it until it's over. You can't withdraw it until it's over.
That's
at an
crazy.
Interest. At an interest.
It's making money.
Yeah. But let's see what else someone else said. They said, hey there, I couldn't help but notice you noticing me, noticing you.
That'll probably fail 3 times out of 10.
If someone said this to me.
Because if I have pride, I'd be like, what?
Do you? I remember me and my friends were talking about this. So like, do you find girls flirting with you first attractive?
No.
100%, I also don't.
Like, pull through with the body language.
Yeah.
Pull through with the eyes.
Yeah.
Pull through with the, hey. But then from there, it's up to me to take.
I think actually a lot of guys don't prefer like women coming to them and flirting. What is that?
Because it's your thing.
That means you're just capable of doing
this. You're capable
of
your thing. Fear nothing. You can eat Doritos with Mohodu with Maotwana. You're brave. You could start World War III.
Nah, real, you know.
Danger.
A stranger, you don't, my guy. You'll be labeled a creep and sexual harassment. Get with the times. Focus on the bag. Work hard. Shareholders and their families are relying on us for their next vacation. Yeah, I think this is someone saying they would never.
Yeah, because they don't have the capabilities. People like bringing excuses, you know, like. People are like doing excuses for things like that, bro. Like, if you can't do it, you can't do it. Don't now say, hey,
No, you know what's crazy? Like, you know, like, okay, let's talk about this. Because now we're speaking about, like, just in general, riz, flirting, etc. Right?
Yeah.
I think there's different categories of people. And it all depends about how you grew up as a man, right? So for people listening, for example, if I grew up extremely attractive, I was getting, like guys, people would think I'm attractive. That is your flirting game.
Yeah.
You just being attractive. And then you get me who's medium. I call myself medium rare. Because not everybody wants to eat it. But when you like medium rare, you love medium rare. You feel me? You love medium rare.
On the group chat, Contest sent a clip. We all Contest sent a clip of Sima, Yanda.
Oh, it was me.
Speaking about you. So they were like.
And Khunze as well.
So I think Kamo, they were interviewing Kamo. And then Kamo was like, like he likes your steady G.
Yeah.
And then they were like, what about Lev? And then Yanda was like, yeah, Lev's like, you know, attractive. And then Sima goes, he's not like hot, man, but he's like attractive. Like he has that thing. And she was smiling.
So I'm
sure you ate that up.
No, I didn't eat it up.
I'm sure you're eating it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, three-course meal, all of them.
Well, first of all, I'm going to look in the camera and say this, Yanda. Girl, don't do this. Come on now. Anyways, but Seema actually hit her up, and I was like, yo, so you just think I'm cute? And I want to expose her, but I'm not going to say anything. That should give you a hit. But like, yeah, man, like, what can I say, bro? Like, I don't know if you also saw, there was another TikTok who did like a smash up pass of all the YouTubers.
Yeah.
I made it to the final round. I don't know what that means, but like, it elevated me.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I think you have a great personality.
Yeah. I think people associate me with
that was not meant to be a compliment.
No, I have a great personality. I stand on my personality. That's why I'm so short also. I like to stand on my personality.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but definitely, like, shout out to them for complimenting, etc.
Shout out to the features, because yeah. I think we have similar features.
I would never do, I want to say this now, I'd never do, like, a smash pass of any, like, influencers. I definitely compliment, but, like, I find it so weird that, like...
Yeah, smash pass is a thing of the past, man.
Like, it is, but, like, when gents do it, like, I want to say this, I'm going to say that. Like, when gents do it, it's so cringe, it's lame, etc. When women do it, it's so cool. It's so cool.
It's like racism.
Yeah.
I'll leave it there.
Okay, but anyways.
Chapter 3.
Other person says, wait, one more.
Okay.
My name is insert here, whatever. I know that, let me actually do it. Hey, my name is Lebo. I know that you don't talk to strangers, but if you tell me your name, that will make us know each other and we can keep talking from here on. Sounds like I'm making a proposal.
I wish I had the boo sound effect next to me.
Yeah, that was horrible. Definitely
ooh,
horrible.
Ooh. Chapter 3. That's sham. Guys, don't do that.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Yeah. Ew. So let us know what your favorite pickup line is there. Because I want to see what Lebo should be using. I'm fine.
Nah, I'm good too.
Oh, then don't tell us. It's fine.
I'm good.
If you found out that your parent is cheating on the other, would you tell on them? First one.
Mm.
We have to do both parents. Or you have the same
Oh,
answer?
Both parents.
Yeah.
Ah. You're not so crazy. As a black man, it's immediately when you spoke about parents cheating, I immediately pictured my father. I could not even perceive my mother cheating.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is such an insane thing. What about you? Did you just immediately, the fact that you're like, both, okay, cool. With my mom, I'd never tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my mom. I think it's because I'm petty also. So like, I just feel like we have like a, I would never tell on my mother. I would never tell my father if my mom was cheating.
I think I'd put mama in an intervention. Like,
really?
Why don't you just leave? I think I'd say, like, dog, let's talk between us two.
Yeah.
Why don't you don't leave?
Same, I definitely judge. I'd be like, bro, like, what you're doing is like...
It's wrong.
It's wrong. But I wouldn't go straight to my father and
yeah,
be like...
Same, no worries.
Yeah. With my dad!
Yo.
If my dad... Given...
I'm gonna be like, Papa, do you know what the definition of blackmail is?
Yeah. Like, I'm gonna start him, boy. He's gonna be making me gummin' tablies, boy. I'm gonna be keeping my toenails on his bed, boy. When he says, spare, say, huh? What do you say? I don't want to cheat at this game. Come on, level. Like, O-ring, eh? And they're like, level. Go wash the dishes. Yeah? Okay, I can wash the dishes, but I don't know how faithful I am to that commitment I made for the dishes. And everyone will know what I'm talking about, but him and I will know what I'm talking about. Bro, I'm out there driving his car, now. I'm driving, I'm reversing. He's like, where are you taking my car? I'm driving this relationship of ours without consent. Nah. Thank you, Papa. What would you do?
Yeah. sorry, I'm still just receiving that. I think I'd speak to him too.
Yeah.
I'd be like, dog, look, not dog, like, oh, why am I catching you, OG? Like, what's happening? Like, if I'm catching you, you're going to just risk the whole family. Like, stop your stuff or, like, go to couples therapy.
I think a lot of black families, like, the black father is low-key, like, the, I want to say, center of the like the family, that's just because of one financial a lot of the time.
Yeah,
and I feel as if you know when a black man cheats on his wife, he's also cheating on his entire everything. Like family. He's just letting go of all the responsibilities that he holds for his family,
the whole supply chain.
Yeah,
he's messing up everything.
Yeah,
people, you want to see what people are saying?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Extort them big time. If it's my mom, she better be cheating with a billionaire because he's splitting the money. You can't risk dividing family with the average man, I beg.
That's so true. I didn't even think about that.
If it's my dad.
What you do is like, your mama's like, hey guys, I'm leaving Papa. Here's this guy. And bro, that guy's like, yeah, what's good, gents? good. He's like, what's good? It's like a skirt, skirt.
Yeah, he goes,
then he goes, what's happening?
He goes, what's happening? Little, so I'll be watching like your podcast. You love the Jaguar. Go check our stairs. I said, it's for you.
But he says he
push
me.
Present.
He goes, yo, Lebo, I know your boy's Just Daddy G, but you can just call me Just Daddy, I guess. Like I would lose my mind, bro. Definitely needs to date a billionaire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's my dad, he'll have to pay me triple what he pays me.
Triple only?
Triple what he pays that side piece.
Yeah.
On top of what he already gives me.
Oh, that's
I get
crazy.
That. If I have evidence, I'll just email it to them. Yo.
Ha.
Kind of the guys.
Ha. Okay, like if kind you, what is the most, if for you, what is like the most evil way you would expose them?
The most evil way I'd expose
yeah.
them?
Yeah.
I'd invite, I'd say, guys, go out for dinner.
Ha, tato.
And then I'd invite that person. I'd say, oh, I've got a friend joining us.
Tato.
And then the friend comes, joins, sit down, boom.
I'd be like, guys, come.
And I'd watch the reactions.
I know what I would do. I'd go to Postnet early in the morning. I'd print a photo of the partner, put in an envelope, and then I go to my parents' house. I go to my parents' house and be like, yo, guys, like my grades have been slipping. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I think I'm gonna drop out. Gaff, 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 gaff. Boom, they open up the thing, it's the cheating partner. I say, you have been evicted from this family.
You know what the biggest fear is, like if your parent is cheating, like you tell them
and then like what happens?
No, they go, I know.
Yo.
Mm. Or they say don't get involved in other people's things.
Yo.
Mm. Also, we don't all know our parents' like arrangements. Some of them could be in open marriages, but they won't tell you that because
you're a child.
You're a child.
Yeah. That's so deep, yo.
Crazy. Chances are they're aware and I wouldn't want them to experience the embarrassment of knowing I know as well.
That's what you just said.
I'm snitching on dad straight away. I'm going to have some words with my mom, though. Mm. Everyone's so loyal to their moms.
Yeah, but because like low-key, like, and I'm assuming this from a lot of black kids or like black people. A lot of the times, who are we spending the most time with when growing up?
Yeah, that's
our mothers.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely in our generation. So my loyalty will lie heavily
with my mom,
with my mother.
Facts.
Because again, like, it goes all back to what we said. Your dad is the financial provider. What does that mean? There's a cost. He's at work. He's pushing spine. There's no time at home. And your mom can also be a financial provider equally. But there's a different type of role. She doesn't have to, you know, take care of the groceries. But your dad does. So those all play into things. But then what happens is that as a child, you don't see the jobs.
Yeah, you don't see your dad at work.
Yeah.
He just leaves and comes back.
Mama also leaves and comes back earlier a bit. Sometimes she helps you out. So then now you're not seeing these relationships and you're not experiencing your parents' efforts at its true form.
Yeah.
Which creates us to have favorites like our mothers, our fathers, etc. Yeah. Based on like the relationship and etc.
Or based on the time of the month.
Which is actually very deep, eh?
Yeah.
But you only discover these things when you grow up.
Yeah, literally. I think for me, it was maybe like 2 years ago, last year.
Mm.
And I was like, oh shit. Like, why do you guys even have kids? Like, it's like a whole lot of thinking. I'm thinking, okay, last one. Why do men shake so much in their sleep? They make random sounds.
There's a Bible verse.
Okay.
There's a Bible verse about this. And for the ladies listening, if your man is shaking during his sleep, the Bible verse, I think it goes, there is no sleep for the wicked. I'm going to say that one more time. There is no sleep. I need the verse, Ibile.
The whole thing.
There we go.
The whole thing.
It is in, Isaiah, chapter 57, verse 21. Ain't no rest for the wicked.
Yeah.
Ain't no rest for the wicked. If your partner goes, you don't want to. You don't want to. There's something inside of him that's making him not sleep properly.
But you know what's been happening to me for the past couple of nights with Kamon?
Yeah.
Like, the first time what happens is that, like, I'll be going into sleep. Apparently, I start shaking and stuff.
Yeah.
And then, apparently, my breathing changes. Mm. So, she wakes me up. She goes, hey!
Yeah.
Breathe properly. Then I'm like, dog, when you're not shaking, that's how I go to sleep.
Ain't no rest for the... You know what, mom?
The other time...
Yeah.
So, this happened three times. Yeah. The other time, I wake up, I go... I think I was talking. I was talking in my sleep. So, I wake up, I'm like, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry.
What are you sorry about?
She's awake. She looks at me like... She looks at me like... Like, why are you sorry? Then I was still like, oh no, hey, Lebo was in an accident. I was driving.
For me, I was sleeping, and when I sleep, I speak. Yeah. I mean, that's my like, ain't no sleep for the wicked. I'd be talking in my sleep. A lot of men actually do this. They talk in their sleep. I don't know what it is. I
think confessing for sin.
You can't switch off the mind. I think that's what it really is. But apparently, like, because I'm obviously having a sleepover at the time, long ago.
Yeah.
I was having a sleepover at the time, and the girl goes, she starts having a conversation with me because now I'm speaking in my sleep. She killed me. When she woke me up, she told me the whole story. So she was just there, like, I was just like, no, I don't want to go. I don't know. Where don't you want to go? With who?
She's evil.
Yeah, bro. She's dream catching me.
Yeah.
Like a dream catcher? No one?
Yeah, boo.
Anyways, there is no peace, says my God, for the wicked. Ain't no rest for the wicked. From the moment the sin entered the world, mankind forever lost perfect peace and harmony. Mm, that is the thing. That is the thing.
Someone right here says it's the truth trying to escape.
You see? But also, it's like, I was speaking about this because me and my friend, me and Khonse, I'm not going to stop this. I keep saying my group friend. I only speak to one friend, Khonse. Yeah. So him and I were speaking about how like we believe in like the dream realm. Right? And like one thing about the dream realm is basically the things that cannot become physical in our current world right now become physical in our dream realm. And that means, for example, if you have anxiety, you can't see it. But in your dream, you will be able to see it. You'll be able to feel it. If you have a fear of something, you will be able to feel it. So it materializes in the dream realm, right?
Okay.
And because, again, time is a, think about it. How many days can pass in a dream before you wake up? Or how much time can pass? And you've only slept for 6 hours, but you had a day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because of that time also, you can experience that anxiety that's materialized in the dream. And then now, obviously, it's trying to escape your body. Mm. And then now you're trying to speak. You're trying to... just trying to get... Do you get what I'm saying?
I hear you.
So it's a very, very like...
That's a philosophical nice perspective. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a nice perspective. I think with me, my dreams don't make any sense. I always think it's like my past days in just like different ways. Like for example, I can go to sleep and then like I have to clean the house.
Yeah.
In my dream, I'll spill honey everywhere, but I'm cleaning with a cloth, and then I don't use soap and water. I'm using like appetizer.
Yeah. So it's like very like not the norm.
Yeah, because in my dream, it's like, no, to get rid of honey, like appetizer is the best thing. I don't know why I had that in my dream.
You know, there's this one girl, like when I was in university, that I used to like speak to, not romantically or anything.
Yeah.
She was so beautiful. She's so beautiful, but she gave me this ick, right? Because she used to interpret dreams. And I'm just there like, oh my God, what is this, Google Translate? She's like a Google Translate, but for dreams. So I'd be like, yeah, I had a dream last night. It's like, yeah, but were there any animals?
Yo.
Be like, yeah, like my cat was there. Mm. You know what that means, right? I'm like, well, what does that mean? She's like, you know what that means, right? I'm like, no, what does it mean? She's like, you're scared. You need to say sorry to your father. I'm like, hi, boo. You can't say. You can't see father. My father issues.
Nah,
oh, what?
I get that, bro.
You get what I'm saying?
I currently have that. I currently have that.
And you sit there debating.
But I tell Kamon that like I say your dreams, my dreams, you can interpret them in that way.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna interpret them
in my way.
As a dream.
Yeah.
So please don't interpret my dreams. So we've got that respect.
Yeah.
So I respect how you interpret them and everything. Mm. But for me, no opinions, please.
Yeah. And I'm not judging anyone who interprets dreams or anything. Yeah. Like you can do you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone says it's the lies software updating. I'm dead. Oh
my goodness.
It's the new lies being downloaded and upgraded of the old. True, men lie.
That's insane. They're saying men lie like an iOS update. That's what they're saying, basically.
We're getting better and better. Facts, though.
That's so crazy.
They're teaching us, by the way, these counterparts.
Imagine that was a real thing. Like, you go to bed.
Sorry, I just read the
crazy. Go ahead.
We violently cheating on you guys in our dreams. Violently. Aggressively. Passionately. Imagine if... I wonder how that'd be. Imagine every time you dream, like, you're seeing your side chick. Like you go to sleep and it's like,
or the girl of your dreams, basically, because she's in your dream.
I'm with the girl of my dreams.
You know it's sad when you dream. Okay, well done, Tato. Okay, guys, if you at home, please just take 10 seconds to clap for Tato. Wow, he's loyal. You know when you dream about like another girl,
yeah,
and like you have like a full day of her, etc., and then you wake up next to your partner and you're like, just there like, oh shit, like I just dreamt about another girl. But you can't tell your partner the dream because she's going to get upset that you dreamt about another girl.
You're going to miss up the whole day.
And keep in mind, maybe that girl was just passing.
Yeah.
Like you had a dream and then oh, Lerato passes and she passes you like a smoothie, and you're telling the dream, but you're telling your partner the dream, but you're like, yeah, yeah. Then I was walking, then
hey, now you're excited.
Never mind.
Yeah, excited. You have too much joy. You haven't seen that joy since you played PlayStation yesterday.
Like you're excited. You're like, yeah. Then my father took me to WrestleMania. Then Lissetti. She didn't hear WrestleMania. She didn't hear about your father. She said, Lissetti, what did Lissetti do in the dream? No. I said WrestleMania, and then Lissetti passed me a thing, and then she said, Lissetti did what?
Facts.
And it's just like, what? But that's not what the dream is about.
Yeah. Special shout out to one of our supporters, bro.
Woo!
Dado Lukula.
Yeah.
Dado. Coolest dude since ice cream. That's his thing on Twitter. He says, thanks to Tata Rampedi and Abraham Petty for Seats with Maloma podcast.
Yeah.
Keep on doing what you guys are doing. Some of us are at the tube to relax and have meaningful information. Yeah. The urge just to be better, and y'all are consistent. It instills that mindset that you guys are, instills the mindset you guys are giving into us. Shout out. Now, shout out to you, bro.
That means, that. Thanks so much. What did you say his Instagram handle is?
Dadu.
No, the handle.
Oh,
the
coolest dude since ice cream.
Coolest dude since ice cream.
Yeah, that's not his handle. That's the top name that is good. You know you can change the
name.
Not the username, but then the name.
Thank you so much, bro. That means the world to us. I think this is why we do content.
Yeah.
We are the whistle. Then you guys are the wind. And we make the music. So we create
about. Current affairs. A lot has been going on in the past days.
Yeah.
Past few weeks. Asha and Kiki Palmer. This one was so weird for me because I think I was with my crew. I was with someone, and then I never knew what happened.
Yeah.
I was with my boys. I was with Lucas, his hand, Claddy, Lungi. Yeah. So it's two girls and then like a bunch of niggas. And we're speaking about this.
Yeah.
And I think Lungi was like kind of coming from a point of understanding.
Which is weird.
And
Which shows you my opinion already.
But let me explain to you what's happening. So Asha and Kiki Palmer. When Kiki Palmer was at an Asha concert, right?
Yeah.
Her ex publicly shamed her on Twitter. And he said, it's the outfit though. You a mom. And he was ranting about traditional values. And now she is in Usher's new song called
Boyfriend.
Which is a lot of red flags already.
Do you know what happened after that?
So now let me tell you something.
Yeah.
The lyrics to Usher's new single, Boyfriend, say this. Somebody said that your boyfriend is looking for me. Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Well, he should know I'm pretty easy to find. Just look for me wherever he sees you.
That's rude.
And there's a video of obviously Kiki and Asha on stage.
Yeah.
And it's controversial because like he basically puts his right hand around her.
Yeah.
And then she's obviously faced like they look facing the same way.
Yeah.
So bad to genital ratio as a boyfriend, that's what I'm seeing. And then they're like obviously saying, so obviously like, they have to sell the song, but they're not actors, bro.
Yeah. No, you know? I hear that.
It's not a music video. You were on stage and stuff.
Yeah.
So now they're doing their thing. In your opinion, who was wrong in acrimony?
Yeah, I think in my opinion, like it's a very layered concept. We look at one, what are our traditional values of mothers and what they're capable of doing, etc.
Yeah.
Versus the modern day perspective of a mother and who she can. Mothers these days, you can be hot.
You can be sexy, hot, you can be working.
It doesn't matter, bro. And I'm 100% for it. But I'm also a bit more conserved when it comes to relationships. And what you can and cannot do in a relationship.
Yeah, okay, continue.
So on that topic of what she's doing, it's quite, one, controversial, layered, and I also think that, in my opinion, that it was low-key wrong.
Also, now we have to consider field of work.
Field of work, yes.
They are musicians, they are artists, they are...
And content creators. She's a content creator as well.
Content creation.
Yes.
They're in sales of their music.
Yes.
If they make a love song together, they need to showcase a love song.
Yes, yeah.
Number five, it's Usher.
We have
to understand that Usher is a global superstar.
Yeah, he's a global commodity. Like everyone consumes his music.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like our parents.
Yeah,
listen to Usher.
Yeah,
and then from there, you have to then consider the fact that I'm lying. There's no other facts. I think those are the ones.
Can I tell you what happened after?
I had another one that I was thinking about.
So I need to also just add. So her boyfriend.
Yeah.
The baby daddy, basically.
Okay.
He filed for full custody of the child, and he also wants to be paid. What's that thing where you get paid every month? What is it called?
Child support.
Child support, right? And there's this TikToker guy. He goes, oh, like how the roles have reversed. He's like, he's used to the lifestyle Kiki gave him. He's used to it. He's
used to it.
He's no, it takes $50,000 to raise a child. Mm. That's what he's used to.
Because she's making a bar.
She's making the bar. Imagine how he felt when he was disrespected by the
count of a,
so they're basically like reversing the roles of what would have happened if it was a
yo.
And like how, like, you know, like the
real,
which is
like
the, which is
what that TikToker, like, real.
Yeah, he's basically splitting the roles. And again, it's again like it all goes into
the emotional damage.
Yeah, the emotional damage that experienced during boyfriend. He needs to be compensated for that as well. In fact, her property, he needs to stay in her house. But like, it all goes back to what I was saying in terms of like, what is our perception of a modern day mom?
Yeah,
compared to the traditional, it's completely different.
It's complex.
But and again, this is like, I like how you mentioned her field of work.
Yeah,
because if a man did this and it was his field of work, we're gonna all respect it. We're gonna respect it. If it was Chris Brown and he did it, etc. Chris Brown's always wilding out. For example, that's a great example. He's always wilding out, and he has a girlfriend and a kid.
He's a father,
and no one's ever saying Chris Brown, because it's the norm. So now when Kiki or I say Keke. When Keke is doing this, like, we they like, okay, we're shaming her, all those things. But at the end of the day, it's like, 50-50.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you feel?
I feel the same way as you, bro. But I know that, like, me, if even if I'm Drake, even if I'm Tepo, my girlfriend's not touching another man like that. Like, as just a partner. I don't care if you're an, like, I wouldn't date an actress.
Okay, but let me say this. You know how, like, you're sitting with your partner, she's like, okay, cool. You know, if I ever meet a celebrity, like, I'm gonna lose my mind. I love this guy.
Use your mind respectfully. Don't go twerk on, not chin twerk.
Chin twerk.
Don't go,
like, but me. If I, for example, met,
Uncle Waffles.
No, not Uncle Waffles.
Beyonce. Rihanna, Megan Good.
Not Megan. I actually don't have, like, a USA, that's insane. Zendaya, I would say Zendaya.
Okay.
If I'm in Zendaya, I'm going to give her the biggest hug I've ever given a woman in my life.
But I respect for
her. Because you're bad. You are bad, bad, bad. I'm going to give her, because I don't know when this hug is going to happen again.
Yeah.
Same thing for Kiki. When is she going to see an Usher concert again where he comes and does a solo in front of you?
Probably again, because they have a song together, so it's possible.
Now it's possible, yeah.
Yeah, it's very tricky. Let us know what you guys think, because that's very, very layered.
Yeah.
A Johannesburg man who bought a house through an auction 9 years ago is still unable to move into it after a court dismissed his application to remove the occupants. So basically, this bloke got a house 9 years ago.
And the people still live in it.
People still live in it. So Mr. NW bought a property in Bromley View through an auction in 2014. The auction was arranged by APSA. At the time of auction, Richard S. occupied the house with his family, and they still live in the house. He basically emailed, he fought, he tried everything.
Yeah.
It later turned out that May lender owed APSA a significant amount of money, which is secured by a mortgage bond.
Yeah.
As a result, APSA sold the house to Mr. N in 2014. However, Mr. Ndlovu, assisted by legal sources and legal resources, bought through an application.
Yeah.
You know, there's an attempt to evict Ndlovu from the property, but now it's just tricky. And that's a big thing in America. I don't know how it's like in South Africa. It's like, I know in America it's a big thing where
if like
you can't just remove tenants.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't just remove tenants from where they are.
It's human rights. It's human rights.
Human rights, yeah. So very layer, very tricky.
But I don't know did you ever do property law in school?
No.
I did a bit of property law, and if I'm not mistaken, you do give them notice that they have to move. I don't know how many days it is. I'm very raw on this thing, but I'm assuming it's like 30 to 60 days.
Yeah.
And they have to move out the thing. After that, you can take
legal action
against the occupants inside the house.
But you can't, probably can't forcefully remove.
No, you can't. Like, forcefully is a very tricky thing.
Yeah. Which is like a big thing to all of you guys. Like, if you guys are doing lease agreements or getting houses or buying property, okay, mainly like rentals and stuff.
Yeah.
Look at the terms and conditions of like you stepping out or your landlord kicking you out. Like, that was a big thing for me. But let's move on. Miss SA.
Yay! New Miss SA. Happy for her. A bit controversial because, obviously, we have to say it, she is white in race. Which again, we have that whole argument for like 5 years on Twitter.
Yeah,
Miss SA should be a black woman.
Because
the majority is a black woman.
Yeah.
But in my opinion,
you see, all these black women, she's the most Miss SA. She's the...
No. Listen.
For me, I wanna, it's very tricky for me. So I didn't follow Miss SA, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know anything about this lady.
Yes.
And I really want to do more research. But for me, it's like a thing of representation for me.
Uh-huh.
And I don't believe in like representation of the minority.
Okay, but okay. So this is where I start fighting.
I'm not anti her.
No, I know. You're like just speaking about the concept of it.
The concept
yeah.
as a whole.
But this is where I start fighting. South Africa is always presenting itself internationally as a what? As a rainbow nation. As a rainbow, as in multiple races. We cannot then take away from our number one marketing thing and say, okay, cool, only black people get to be Miss SA, only white people get to do this, only black people. I understand how we want a representation, but Miss SA is also a representation of much more. It's a representation of the female body in South Africa.
Real.
And if she's representing the female body, it means that the judges in South African, and keep in mind, those judges have been doing these things for years, and they've chosen the previous Miss SAs,
yeah.
Which means she has the qualities and things to become
the face,
the current Miss SA. Unless we go into now the nitty gritty of opportunity.
Yeah.
And speaking about the opportunity of a black woman in Miss ASA and like the challenges that she may face, the biases that she may face, and etc.
Yeah.
Now that is when that argument can be presented.
Yeah.
But I think maybe I speak too logically.
Yeah.
Also,
like you bring a fair point. You bring a fair point, and I'm gonna have to then agree with you.
But congratulations,
you got me with the Rainbow Nation one. Yeah.
Yeah, I did, eh?
Yeah,
but it's true. I think the second up was an Indian woman.
Yeah.
You understand? So this is the first time in a while.
Rainbow Nation.
Yeah, we're showcasing the Rainbow
Black,
Nation.
Indian, white.
Yes, because that's what we are. This is who we are in South Africa. Well, that's what we represent.
That's us.
Mandela. A Mandela.
Chris XL, popular Twitter account, says the money that the government used to fund Miss SA can put food on thousands of struggling families. That thing has contributed nothing to society. I don't necessarily agree. Mm-hmm. I think Miss SA sparks inspiration.
NGOs.
It sparks dreams, yeah. NGOs. Mm-hmm. It motivates young black mm-hmm. women, young Rainbow Nation women.
Oh, okay.
Like, it just inspires a lot, you know?
Yeah.
Also, like, the actual initiative is basically an NGO.
Yeah.
And it also gives back so much towards South Africa and the world.
I think that's where Miss SA also fails. Because, yeah, cool, it's a beauty pageant also. But they don't speak about what her job is going to be doing throughout the year, which is a lot. And I mean
a lot. They do. They actually do speak about it.
Yeah.
But I think if you...
But I'm talking about, like, how we see it. Because we see it through social media. So the whole time, the show is the pageant, right?
Yeah.
Huge marketing, gang tickets sold, yeah. whatever. Then boom, she comes to Miss SA. The rest is like Instagram. You see a couple of stories on her story, if you follow her. But we never really get like a following of like a documentary of this is what Miss SA does. And you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
which is a very important job, actually. But yeah, man. But at the end of the day, we're proud. We're happy. And this is, South Africa, you know?
Yeah.
Going to represent South Africa. And we wish her all the best of luck.
100%.
Yeah.
Some things from Ingrid. The Miss SA pageant has broken in silence following allegations that there's bad blood between organization and the former Miss Universe, Zozi. This after Tunzi snubbed the pageant on Sunday night. On Monday, she removed her Miss SA title from her Instagram page and unfollowed the pageant. Mm. This shocked many people, and it has been described as telling after the beauty queen was involved in the selection process of Miss SA. I never knew about that.
Which then goes into, you know, because that's a form of protest.
Yeah.
That's a form of protest.
What are you protesting against?
Yeah.
It's like a really big, big question. In reply to questions by Sunday World on Thursday, the Miss S organization could not state the reasons behind Tunzi's snub.
Yeah.
However, it is said that Tunzi was invited as a VIP guest to the pageant, which was held at the Sun International Arena in Pretoria.
Yeah.
Then another person says, I remember DJ's Boo being suspended by that other FM because of promoting More Fire at their awards. Mm. Now More Fire is branding. Now More Fire's branding is on SA. It was on Miss SA stage. Which brings to question, do you think that there's brand alignment there?
It's tricky. Because we don't know what happens on the financial sides. We don't know what happens on the...
They also spoke about Robot Boy. They were saying, like, was he the best performer?
Choice to
perform at Miss SA.
Yeah.
But I think they're trying to... It sounds like they're trying to bring in a younger audience.
Yes.
Into Miss SA.
Yeah.
So I think marketing-wise, maybe their choices are... to do that, to make it a young brand, a youthful brand, a brand that gives back.
You know, but also if you have to look at it in general, who are our top MCs for all these awards?
Yeah.
It's Pops, and it's also...
Pops is being, he's doing
Robot Boy, and obviously you'll get your, like your Bonangs and your, you know what I'm saying? So now we see Robot Boy also is in music. So it's also great for the culture and him and stuff and the youth and etc. Because it's not going to put Uncle Vini
to do
MSSA. They're not going to call me. They're not going to call. And we are the youth representatives. So I think Robot Boy is our youth representative in terms of the content space. All right, guys. Like, so again, congratulations, big congratulations to Tato. You know, been working for a long time, getting his own flat.
11 days.
We want to do a comparison.
I'm leaving in 11 days.
Really?
Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I don't mind, Munna.
I think you're lying. I think you're shaking, my guy.
Really?
Yeah, I think you, like, you're playing a cool. Like,
I think we've lived together for 2 years now, right? That's actually a long time to live with someone.
And we were roommates in high school for like 6 years.
That doesn't count.
But I think you'll see my presence gone.
Yeah.
Because obviously there's no one in the other room.
Look, at the end of the day, you know, if I was moving outside the house, I would want you to show me nothing but support and love. Yeah. Not fear, nothing. Because you're just going to leave me with that thing of when I move. You understand? I'm so going to worry about you.
Yeah. So you're holding it in.
That's why I feel nothing. I'm a man. Let's get one thing straight. I'm a man. Yeah. At the end of the day, I'm a man. In daughter, so I won't tell you, hey, what, but that does not mean I won't miss you.
Yeah, of course.
I'm going to miss
you. But I'll see you every Saturday here.
Yeah, you'll see me every Saturday. Yeah,
so you'll fetch Aiden and Bali.
Yeah.
And then I'll fetch Rich.
Yeah. Then we'll put that in the budget. And then, so give us, because we want to compare. What is the one thing, I want to see that you expect to happen? Like, the biggest thing in terms of your own growth, mental health, whatever it may be. What is the one thing you think you expect to happen?
I think I'm going to find my...
And don't give us a lame answer like my independence. No.
No. I think I'm going to find my identity. Like, like who I am, what I like. Mm. I think I'm going to be very expressive with my space too, which is exciting. Also, I think I'm going to get into like a solo like routine. Because obviously I'm going to be living alone now.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited to see that. Like, I'm excited to see how am I going to be like when I'm alone.
Yeah.
Like, how's my 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. going to be? Is it going to be more productive? Is it going to be boring? Am I going to fall into like moments of depression and loneliness?
Be like, yo, Lebo, can I come through and chill?
I've got other keys. I'll just like whenever I want to land.
No. You give those keys back. You can imagine I come to your flat whenever I want to come to your flat, open the door and say, hey, you must give me the keys. You're moving out. You're out. There's no in out. Have you ever heard someone saying I'm moving in out? No, you're out.
Yeah,
you must give me that key.
I'm curious. What are you going to do with the space? Like, because there's going to be so many pockets of space for you. Like, you're going to have the studio.
Utilize that. Listen, like, at the end of the day, I had a meeting with my parents, and at the end of the day, the goal is to now focus on my studies.
Okay.
They're spending a lot of money to just keep me there alone. They're keeping me in the education, etc. And it is up to me as their child to focus on things. Now that we've got the political answer out the way, I'm going to have the baddest parties ever. I think I'm going to have a pool party every weekend. No, I'm just joking. No, dude, I think for me, again, same answer. I have to learn what's my schedule, I think it's going to be a lot more less answering to someone else. Like, if I don't want to do something, I don't have to do it. Like, that's me. If I don't want to do something. But I think at a disadvantage that will definitely come is the content thing. I think I really bounce off your energy in terms of like you making content and et cetera, I'll see you making content in the house, et cetera. And I'll be like, okay, let me make a TikTok. I want to see how active my content life will be without you around. Yeah, that's all.
That's a nice one.
Yeah.
Show of the week from my side is definitely Infinity on Showmax. Wow. It's a really cool movie. I recommend
it. What? You want something? I was up last night
until 5 a.m., Chief.
Movie recommendation for me is the... I want to say, I'm very picky with
As
this.
You think about it, like, Infinity is a show basically about people, like, there's two groups, two fractions of people, right? Basically opposing sides.
Yeah.
And they all are reincarnated. Like, they've lived since the beginning of time.
Yo.
So they go through this thing where they relive all those memories. They get, like, a flash, like, a certain age. And then they have all the skills that they've developed from the past. So, like, if you were a sword maker, you go to the swords. One guy was doing karate. One guy was, like, a businessman.
Yeah.
Tech, whatever. You get all of those things back again, which is so cool. And then the whole storyline is about this one guy, the main character, who's the leader of the one group. He can't remember his memories.
Mm.
And they need him to remember because then there's this thing called the egg. Mm. And the egg is what
I think I've watched this thing.
Yeah, the egg can destroy the whole of humanity.
I think I've watched this.
The other fraction is trying to kill the whole of humanity because the leader of the other fraction is so tired of living through all these fucking memories.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is this your movie recommendation?
The movie recommendation.
No
show recommendation.
For me, my movie recommendation would be Spider-Man Into the Spideyverse, I think. That was my thing. I couldn't believe that was the part one. Like, I think the amount of effort, the animation, whatever team...
Where's it on? Is it on at the movies? Or
wait, what do you mean, where's it on? I watched it. Went to the cinema. I watched it. If there was a hot single lady 5 kilometers away, that's between me and her. As I was saying... Anyways, that's between me and her. But yeah, great movie. I'm not going to explain it. I think pop culture knows what that movie's about. If you haven't watched it, go watch it. Yeah. Show recommendation. I've been watching Grey's Anatomy. I've never watched it. I've finished season one. It's a great show, great acting. You can see that they're building up this world to be something great. Great world building. Yeah. Great character development is loading. I can see where they're going to go because, again, there's, I think, how many seasons?
21.
12, I think. 12. 20. Yeah. I'm seeing 20. We don't know. I don't know. I don't hold me against my word. But great show.
Bro, you're going to tap into true crime soon if you're going that direction.
True crime.
Because it's a similar concept.
Really?
It's like they're all doctors. They're all building a storyline towards each other. Every episode, there's a new problem, a new patient. It's the same with like crime and the stuff that I watch.
Yeah.
All a team.
Oh, yeah. Like your sort of show style that you like. The one where every episode is not. There's a linkage.
There's a linkage.
But there's a main storyline. But every episode is a different storyline.
Yeah, and then YouTube of the week. I try to watch people, bro. I really tried. Richard sent me some people. I tried.
I have not.
I'm gonna say shout out to Sabelo. So he's an amazing short form content creator.
Okay.
Sabelo, the creator. Mm. Every time I see him, I'm just like, the guy, you know.
Yeah.
Great TikToks, great pictures. He's a guy. He's creating really cool lifestyle, really cool fashion.
Yeah.
Does YouTube, right? Yeah. YouTube content, he's vlogging. And it's good. Like at the current standard of South African YouTube, how the Hans vlog, talking to camera, little bit of BTS here, his music section is cool. I'd say like definitely check out Sabelo.
Yeah. TikToker.
Don't consume the platform.
Mine goes to Ghost.
That much.
Goes to Ghost Kluby.
Nice. What did he do? Oh, he's been dancing, no?
I think he created a new dance for like a sound.
That's crazy.
And everyone's doing it, so shout out to him as well. And he's also just pushing a lot of content into that space as well. Yeah.
TikToker, No. I don't have any TikTokers.
Yeah. Well, that's it.
That's it.
Yeah, guys, please give us 5 stars if you're listening to this.
On Spotify.
Love it.
Streaming platform.
And other platforms. If you're watching this on YouTube, comment down who's your favorite podcast between. I'm just joking, guys. But yeah, guys, please comment down. Please make sure you share this because we're trying to see if we can build the community based off this and make it even larger.
And if you consume it here on YouTube, man, please just take a moment in your time to go on your Spotify app or Apple Podcasts, wherever, and just play in the background when you're doing something. I want you guys to try a new habit, like as you read a book, as you're doing the dishes, as you're doing some sort of activity, play in the background because those streams count. And I believe if this thing was not on YouTube, we'd be top 10.
Yeah, 100%.
Would be top 10.
And we try to diversify for everyone so they can have, because we know we like people that that are visual. So please, again, guys,
be top 10.
We never ask for anything. We've been entertaining you for weeks.
And I don't like competing, but I'm used to certain standard of appreciation. So guys, let's get it, guys.
But yeah, thank you so much. Catamarans, just get up on it, girl, if you want it. Ray-Bans and catamarans, baby, give me a life. We be living a life. Ray-Bans and catamarans.